From the farm to the White House, welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
But in my view, this is nirvana. You know, you're getting to work for American farmers at kind of the highest level. Now, that doesn't mean it doesn't come without pain from time to time, but it's fun to do.
For the past year or so, Ray Starling has served President Donald Trump as his special assistant for agriculture, trade, and food assistance at the White House, and that's allowed the North Carolina native to sit in on some critical decisions that ultimately affect the nation's ag industry and the folks he works for.
I've been really blessed in that in a very short period of time in D.C., I've been able to play at a level where I really felt like I've had the finger on my pulse of ag policy. And that's humbling, that's frightening, that is takes a ton of work. But there is no finer group of people to work with and work for than our farmers.
Ray Starling grew up on his family's diversified farm in North Carolina, and he became active in the FFA and went on to serve as a national officer. He earned a bachelor's degree in ag education and then his law degree. And after serving for several years with now U.S. Senator Tom Tillis, Starling went on to the White House last March, and now he's moving just across the National Mall to serve as Sonny Perdue's chief of staff at USDA. And Ray Starling is quick to credit his success to his family and growing up on the farm.
My parents used to say, when my brothers and I would complain about it farming, they would say it builds character. And let's be honest, you can have a lot of education, get a lot of experience, but where you're going to make a difference is when people trust you, and that goes to that character building.
Starling says he's proud to serve the president and Secretary Perdue and firmly believes they don't take our farmers and the ag industry for granted.
Again, the rewarding thing about being here in this role in D.C. at this period of time is farmers don't just have a seat at the table. When they start talking, you know, people around the table listen.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.